They called it the Celebration on the Hill because that's where cancer survivors, cancer researchers, and those who support more research funding met, just down the hill from the U.S. Capitol.
For the last 5 years, I've been living with breast cancer, stage 4 breast cancer, which has advanced throughout the bones in my body. But I've been doing well for the last 5 years.
Thousands of people, Americans and international supporters, traveled to Washington, D.C. to voice their support for cancer research and to persuade the federal government to make fighting cancer a national priority. Dale Dawson is a nurse at a cancer center. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer twice.
I'm here to put a face on cancer and to let the congressmen and the senators know that we have a voice and we will be heard.
Dawson says if her diagnosis had come 15 years earlier, she would not have survived. The American Cancer Society and the Cancer Action Network sponsored this event. Wendy Selig is with the American Cancer Society.
Last year, for the first time in many years, the Congress cut funding for research at the National Cancer Institute. And this year, there are proposals to cut it again. And we think that's exactly the wrong direction. There's been so much progress over 30 years. There's so much opportunity. Now's the time to be accelerating our investment and looking for better treatments, for cures, for better ways to prevent and detect cancer. That's why we're here.
Cancer survivors and patients such as Krista Jaley see continued funding as an urgent need.
We're on the cusp of finding all kinds of treatments, and if not the cure, then at least treatments that let people like me live with cancer, as a manageable chronic disease.
An example of the advances in treating cancer is the cervical cancer vaccine that became available this year. It is the first vaccine developed specifically to prevent cancer. The aim of the rally was partly political. For some, it was partly therapeutic. For all, it was highly personal. They came to fight for their cause, for patients to gain strength from other cancer survivors, and to remember family and friends who have died from the disease.
We came back to see you again, Daddy. We actually did this banner in memory of my dad.
Carol Pearson, VOA News.